This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinian militant group Hamas on Monday agreed to a Gaza ceasefire proposal from mediators, but Israel said the terms did not meet its demands and pressed ahead with strikes in Rafah while planning to continue negotiations on a deal. Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, said in a brief statement that its chief had informed Qatari and Egyptian mediators that the group accepted their proposal for a ceasefire. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said later that Hamas's latest truce proposal falls short of Israel's demands, but Israel would send a delegation to meet with negotiators to try to reach an agreement. The Israeli army tells Palestinians to evacuate parts of southern Gaza's Rafah ahead of an expected ground invasion there, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The military ordered 100,000 people to move to a nearby area called Mawasi. The evacuation order is a sign that a long-promised ground invasion of Rafah could be imminent. The United States, Israel's closest ally, has repeatedly urged Israel not to carry out the invasion, saying it does not have a credible plan to protect civilians. Meanwhile, Israeli airstrikes on Rafah remain a regular occurrence. Overnight, an Israeli military strike on Rafah killed at least 20 people, including several women and children, according to hospital officials. About 1.4 million Palestinians, more than half of Gaza's population, are jammed into Rafah and its surroundings. I'm Karen Chamas.
A spokesperson for the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees says she's devastated.
There was really a lot of hope over the last days that there would be a ceasefire. So we're genuinely devastated to wake up today and have the reality that is the leaflet drop